Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Rightly Dividing the Word of Truth, radio show ministry hosted by Stan Wadsworth. The show is an opportunity to study God's Word together through careful inspection and wholesome dialogue. Whether calling in or in listening, we welcome our listeners to prepare their hearts and minds for learning that is for living, according to God's Word. Now let's hear from our host.
Oh, welcome back to Rightly Dividing the Word of Truth. There seems to be a problem with our audio, but as life would have it, instances and occasions arise. But hopefully the listening audience can hear me. Welcome back. Our lesson for today is going to be on the subject carnal Christianity. And carnal Christianity is something I think that we've all experienced at some point. And after we talk about it a little bit more, I think you'll agree. I've had a friend, I remember, he's gone on to be with the Lord now. But I remember we had lived together for a short period of time, 6 months or so. And we had gotten to be very close and transparent. And I remember during a lot of our conversations in the evening time, we'd get together. Eric, as he was talking to me about whatever it was that he wanted to talk about, he'd be using profanity. And I remember initially I ignored it and it began to bother me. So I asked him, I said, Eric, why is it that you use profanity so much? You know, why do you use curse words? And he said the most interesting thing. He told me, he said, you know, Stan, it's because I don't want to appear too holy. And that struck me as funny. And the story that I'm telling you about now happened perhaps 10 years ago, 11 years ago. But as I look in the rearview mirror of my life now, I've seen periods in myself and others that have had that same attitude. Perhaps we didn't vocalize it as Eric did, but we've had the same attitude or very similar. So this subject of carnal Christianity is one that has been brought about through a more recent conversation. And so I thought that it'd be something that we'd look into God's Word together and see what the Bible has to say about a carnal Christian. First of all, the word carnal in the Greek language, which is written in the New Testament, means fleshy. It means, as opposed to living in the spirit, we're living in our flesh, in our natural state, instead of the renewed state, which God says that we have when we give our lives to Christ. It's a disobedience to Christ. And I dare say that everyone from day to day, or even from moment to moment, oscillate back and forth between being a quote-unquote carnal Christian and living in the Spirit of God. So the answer to the question in short, is there such thing as carnal Christianity? I'd have to say yes. In 1 Corinthians 3:1, in his letter to the Corinthian congregation, the Apostle Paul begins by calling them brethren, yet he classifies them as carnal. As always, the context of his words cannot be disregarded. I probably say this on every show that we have, but it's very important to keep Scripture in the context that it's originally written, or we'll get beside ourselves and call Scripture to say something that it's not saying. In many translations, the word carnal is used in verse 1. In chapter 3 of verse 1. But I like the NIV translation, which substitutes the word worldly, where Paul goes on to further explain by comparing them to infants. And in my mind, as I study the scripture, by making that comparison, there seems to be an expectation on behalf of Paul. And if we're to believe that he's being an instrument used by God, then by God himself, In the introduction to 1 Corinthians, in my NSV Bible, study Bible, and I would highly suggest it, anyone would invest in that. It's a wonderful study tool, among others. But in my study Bible, the historical context of Paul's pastoral letter to the church he founded was to address issues that were made aware to him among the Christians in Corinth. And as evidenced in this biblical letter and other historical reports from historian writers, there was great concern among the Corinthian church. As a little background lesson, Paul had settled in Ephesus